Recorded Books presents White Shadow by Ace Atkins. Narrated by Michael Braun. A quote from Robert Penn Warren, from All the King's Men. And all times are one time, and all those dead in the past never lived before our definition gives them life. And out of the shadow, their eyes implore us. A quote from William Faulkner, from Requiem for a Nun. The past is never dead. It's not even past. Much of the following story is based on true events, with a narrative constructed from police and court records, newspaper accounts, crime scene photographs and reports, and mostly from the memories of those who never forgot the Charlie Wall murder, Lawless Havana, and those days and nights in 1955. Dateline, Tampa. When I think of Tampa, I remember the tunnels winding their way under the old Latin district of Ybor City. Unlit, partially caved in airless holes beneath 7th Avenue, where the steady stream of Buicks and Hudsons overhead has become the pounding bass music from flashy sedans and tricked-out trucks. Most people will tell you the caves are the stuff of urban legend. Others will tell you they were, without doubt, the passageways for bootlegger Charlie Wall to run his liquor to bars during Prohibition. In back booths of West Tampa Cuban cafes, you still might hear hushed conversations about Charlie. The white linen suit, the silver dollars he threw to poor orphans, the old Bolita racket, and the jokes he told to U.S. senators during the Kefauver hearings of 1950. That's when every elected official was on the take, and right before I got out of the army and headed out to work for Hampton Dunn at the Times, with a single gray suit, a studio apartment, and barely enough change for cabs. When I knew Charlie Wall, he was the old-timer sitting at the edge of the bar, the Dream or the Turf or the Hub, holding court, telling us about the old days and all about running the sheriff and the mayor and the newspapers. He'd punctuate the tales with a sip of those big bastard Canadian whiskey highballs and launch into another one. All those stories we wrote about Charlie were cut into clips and have turned yellow and brittle, if they exist at all. Maybe they are in landfills or stacked in forgotten warehouses or rotting barns among the molded dung heaps or wrapping Christmas ornaments or just disintegrated into the dirt. But I still remember putting out those tales and how the energy and pulse of the Times newsroom was like nothing I'd ever known. The old king, the white shadow, as he was called by the superstitious Latins, was dead. His throat cut. Birdseed left splattered on the floor by his favorite reading chair in that big bungalow on 17th Avenue. Being someone who sits and talks in cafes, I know how the conversation always winds back to Charlie Wall, mafia boss Santo Traficante, and the murders during what we called the Era of Blood. Shotgun attacks in back alleys, restaurants, and palm tree-lined streets. You were there, weren't you? The names: Joe Antonori, Jojo Cacciatore, Joe Pelusa Diaz, Scarface Johnny Rivera. The places: the Centro Asturiano, the Big Orange Drive-In, the Sapphire Room, Jake's Silver Coach Diner. I tell them it's all gone now. They're all gone now. That was another lifetime ago. But inside, I know that on certain times of night and in certain neighborhoods, it's as if the old world still exists. You have to use your imagination and watch Tampa through a patchwork of images and places, but those ghosts still live. In the old Ybor Cemetery, a marble bust dedicated to a long-dead waiter stands with
Sample complete. Ready to continue?